This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. World Water Day has been observed today. The day highlights the importance of fresh water and advocates the sustainable management of water resources. It aims to raise awareness and inspire actions to tackle the water crisis worldwide. The theme of World Water Day this year is glacier preservation, emphasizing the critical role of glaciers in maintaining global freshwater supplies and the urgent need for conservation measures in the face of climate change. We have a report.
India has roughly 4% of the world's freshwater reserves to cater to the needs of its population. The government is implementing various schemes and initiatives to address water scarcity and improve water management. The Jal Jeevan Mission has provided tap water connections to over 15 crore of rural households across the country. The Atal Groundwater Scheme has raised awareness about the falling water level. The Amrit Sarovar Mission has given new life to water sources. And the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sichai Yojana aims to promote efficient water use in irrigation. To provide clean water, 25 lakh women from 5 lakh villages have been trained to test water samples. The government has also formed more than 5 lakh Pani Samitis to manage water supply systems. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed the country's commitment to conserving water and promoting sustainable development on World Water Day today. In a social media post, he shared a video highlighting the importance of water conservation. He emphasized that water has been the lifeline of civilizations and stressed the need to protect it for future generations.
संसार में जल ही हर एक जीव के जीवन का आधार और जल ही सबसे बड़ा संसाधन भी है। इसलिए तो हमारे पूर्वजों ने जल संरक्षण के लिए इतना जोर दिया। वेदों से लेकर पुराणों तक हर जगह पानी बचाने को, तालाब सरोवर आदि बनवाने को मनुष्य का सामाजिक और आध्यात्मिक कर्तव्य बताया गया।
On World Water Day today, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil launched the countrywide Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain 2025 from Tau Devilal Stadium of Panchkula in Haryana. India has doubled the gross domestic product GDP in the last 10 years at a growth of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. According to the data released by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world after the US, China, Germany and Japan. It added that India is set to outpace Japan soon as the latter's GDP grew nil in the past decade. In comparison, the United States' GDP grew by 66% and China's GDP grew by 44% during the same period. The Akhil Bharatiya Pratinidhi Sabha of the RSS today discussed the plight of Hindus in Bangladesh. It has expressed concern at the inhuman treatment meted out to Hindus and other communities in Bangladesh. The Sabha has been held in Bangalore since yesterday. It has sought the intervention of the UN and the global community to pressurize the Bangladesh government to put a halt to violence against Hindus there. A statement issued by the Sabha says that the continuous decline of Hindu population in Bangladesh from 22% to 7.95% indicates the existential crisis. US President Donald Trump has revoked the security clearances of former President Joe Biden, former Vice President Kamala Harris, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and several senior former White House and national security officials. In a memorandum to agency heads and distributed by the White House Communications Office yesterday, Mr. Trump said the named officials should no longer be allowed access to classified material. He directed every executive department and agency head to revoke any active security clearances held by these leaders. In Swiss Open badminton, Indian shuttlers Trisha Joly and Gayatri Gopichand will be up against the top-seeded Chinese pair of Shang Shului and Tan Ning in women's double semifinals at Basel, Switzerland this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 5:10 p.m. Indian time. Commonwealth Games bronze medalists Trisha and Gayatri defeated Hong Kong China's 8-seed pair of Yang An Ting and Yong Pui Lam 21-18, 21-14 in the quarterfinals yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.